are in...
My name is Ishai Toker, as everyone knows. And if you don't know. And we're learning...
This helps me when I'm editing.
Okay. Okay, it's Ishai Toker now that you know. And we're learning the Kutei Moharan and Torah Vav. Okay, Yaakov? Torah Vav, letter bit. Okay. You have the Kutei Moharan, there's a lot of them over there. You can take it, it's in the shelf. There's also this kind on the shelf, I saw a few of these. You can bring out a few if yeah. So, there is some cover we want to merit. You know which cover we want to merit? Cover the Hashem. That we give over every cover that comes to us, we'll give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Kvod Elokim, as we learned. We learned yesterday, there's two types of cover. Kvod Elokim, Aster Davar, Kavod of Elokim, which then people don't ask questions why people give this person Kavod, because he represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And there's Kvod Melachim, honor of the Melachim, of the kings, which we said, then people start investigating, right? Why and what, and what's going on. So now we're in letter bit. Okay, so we do Torah bet, Torah vav, letter bet. You see, Yohanan?
Yeah,
bet. Bet. Ve'i efshar lizkot. Ve'i efshar lizkot l'kavod hazeh. You can't merit this kavod of kavod Elokim. Ela al yedei tshuva. Only through tshuva. Right? So we have to always remember that doing tshuva, we'll learn exactly what tshuva is now. But people think, what? I'm a BT, right? I'm a Baal Tshuva. Why? I don't go to movies anymore, and I keep Shabbos, and I don't go out with women anymore, and I'm a Baal Tshuva. No one's disrespecting Chas V'Shalom, each one's achievement in life, Baruch Hashem. People left where the whole garbage of the world. But still, everyone has to do, even the biggest tzaddik needs to do Tshuva, you know? Even the Rabbeinu is going to just, even the biggest tzaddik needs to do Tshuva. You can't merit the giving kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to merit to give kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you must do tshuva. So I'm going to say a little bit of Rav Arush teaches here. And even someone who knows that everything belongs to Hashem, he has no doubt about it. It's for sure, and never doesn't take any kavod himself. Even he has to do tshuva. Why? Because the sins. Rav Arush always tells us that. In this generation, we're all mentally ill. We're all mentally ill. Why? It's very simple. Why? First of all, go out to, it's true, even in Islam in the world, not only spiritually. You go to the world, you see people are living on pills, right? They can't go to sleep. They can't go to study because their mind not working.
Depression is an epidemic.
For example?
Medical doctors. It's known to be an epidemic.
Right? Be under pressure. Depression, all kinds of things. The world, it's very sad, right? You worked in psychology. You know what it was. You knew what it was on 40 years ago. Today it just got worse. That's right. It didn't come any better. So, Rav Arush writes here, the sins of a person cause into all kinds of machalot nefesh, of mental illnesses. Okay. I'm going to read a little bit through Rav Arush. Like David HaMelech, he davened, Refa Nafshi, we say every day, Ki chatasi lach, cure my nefesh, my mental state, right? Because I sinned to you, meaning, because I sinned, I have a mental illness. Please cure my mental illness. That's what he is requesting. He knows he came because of a sin, right? What is the sin that goes into someone who sins? What kind of illness comes into him? It's called gaiva. It says like this: Ein adam chote, ela im ken nichnas l'ruach pshtut. A person does not sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. Then he could sin. Right? Why did he sin? He wasn't focused at that moment. Something foolish entered him, and that's why he sinned.
He lost his connection to Hashem.
Okay, right? And someone who has this. This gaiva that we're talking about, right? He has this gaiva. So it's very easy now to get his mental status mental status very low. Why? He gets hurt very easily. Someone has gaiva? Tell him one word. What? Ah, he's so sensitive.
His self-esteem goes down.
Right? Very sensitive. He gets weakened by anyone, by everyone. Someone has, right? Someone is strong, right? He doesn't know. I'm nothing. Everything I have is my Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what I care if he says or what he doesn't. I have my own thing. I do what I need. My Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me fines on this. Okay, you're right. You're an idiot. You're right, I'm an idiot. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made me an idiot. Thank you so much. So beautiful. Now I could serve Hashem with this idiot situation that I have. But someone who has gaiva, he called me a name? Me? You know who I am? He has gaiva. So he feels right away down. Because it's a balloon. Gaiva is a balloon. And they put a needle through a balloon.
Puncture.
You puncture, right. You get a puncture and it empties out. Again, there's all kinds of these illness. Right? He's sure that everyone's looking at him, and everyone's against him, and everyone's Nachal Benefesh. Nachal Benefesh.
Wow,
guy really
paranoia.
Yeah, paranoia, a lot of things. It's mamash machalot. Today you go to the doctor, you have to take a pill.
And then we're going to have... You're never, never land with the pills, because it just gives you a fog.
And then if it gets worse, it's good. And Rabbi Nachman is going to fix it from the root, because Rabbi Nachman is the biggest psychologist. You know that? He's the biggest psychologist
in the world.
And today, Rav Elgo told us that in psychology world, in the universities and stuff, they study from Rabbi Nachman.
Seriously?
They meant, they quote, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says so and so.
What, in Hebrew or something? Or
no, in the Goyisha world. Yeah, in the Goyisha world.
It's about time.
From Sipurei Ma'asiyot to Rabbi Nachman, from stories of Rabbi Nachman, that he said, who went to psychology?
Well, the
Hakam
and the
Tom. That's
the Hakam and the Tom.
Chacham, exactly. That's what they use a lot. Chacham and the Tom, the very famous story of Rabbi Nachman. They use it all the time in psychology. I have a friend who's a psychologist, I told you. I have a friend who's a psychologist in Bat-Ayin. He lives American from Colorado. He deals with, especially with teenagers. He said, the main illness that I find in mental problem that I find in this generation, he told me, is low self-esteem. They feel bad about themselves, they're not important enough, they're not this. What is that? It's called gaiva. And how do I fix it? He told us, good points. I always show the good in myself. But that's just in order to start. Now you have to cure this gaiva. And then Rabbi Nachman is going to teach us. Okay? Nachman teaches us here, the Ikar HaTshuva, I'm reading another line of Rabbeinu. The Ikar HaTshuva, Kshishma Bizyono, Idom VeYishtok. The main Tshuva is when he hears his disgrace, his Bizayon.
Insult.
His insult, right? We'll see, there's all kinds of this, that's what I said. Yeah, and he's quiet. Silent and quiet, the two things. Why? Why two of ours make a deal? Why do Rabbeinu say two words? Yidom.
Yidom is, yeah, that's right, it's two things.
Two things. What's Yidom? What's Yishtok? Yeah. Why are the two that's things? It. So Rav Arush has a chidush on that. He says Yidom, Tmima, is in the heart. Even the heart is supposed to be silent. Not that you feel and you get there, but you're not going to say. No. Complete bitu, complete application. We'll see, we'll explain what does that mean. Rav Arush here has a very long perush now, but what this means. What's Yishtok? In the mouth. Silent in the mouth. So I'm going to go through a little bit. Ki kol zman, I'm reading from Rav Arush now. Ki kol zman, shelo asa tshuva, yesh lo damim achorim. As long as a man does not do tshuva, he has dirty blood. Dirty blood inside his body. וזה גורם לו לרצות כבוד והתנסות החברו. It causes these dirty bloods, they cause a person to want to feel better than his friend. I'm better. That's what it causes a person, these dirty bloods. And through ביזיונות, through bizyonot, if he gets bizayon from someone, he gets insult from someone, or yeah, it cleans away the bad blood. Why? Because we know if someone hurts someone, it's like shedding his blood. You know that? He blushes or he becomes white. It's shedding his blood. It's shfichus dam imamish. So when if someone knows that, I'm not telling anyone to go and insult anyone because it's, oh, you need to chew a cup and insult you in public. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But if you, as a vessel, right, you're the one who received the bizyonot, be happy. Hashem. Rabbeinus do things especially to get bizyonot.
It's a gift.
Yeah, if you got a bizayon from your wife, woo, and you were silent, your blood is being shedded. All the bad blood is leaving. That's awesome. What does that to say? You want the bad blood? So answer. You want to keep the bad blood, the illness? Okay, answer. If you want to clean, don't respond. After anyone will see, Rav Oji brings down four different ways, I think, of what does that mean to be silent and not to answer. We'll see four different forms. Okay? And every time, by the way, he's silent, we have on our heart, it's called the Orla. You know what the Orla is?
A covering.
Covering, a thick, 2 kilometers long. Very thick. And we don't feel anything. 100 years ago, people went to daven less. 70 years ago, I read stories from Shmuel Horowitz. He's at Tzfat, in Yerushalayim. A big breast of Rebbe. It's a bigger breast of...
What, from that generation?
From 70 years ago.
Yeah.
He died maybe 50 or 40 years ago. He said they went to the Kotel and the Faslichas, right, before Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and the whole Kotel was crying, and everyone was... Not breast lovers. Stam people, simple people. What happened? They didn't have an Ola this thick on their heart. Therefore, they had a feeling of their sins and a feeling of fear from everyone. They had a feeling. We don't have any feeling. We're like this, like dead people. We don't feel. How does one get to feel? Why does Rav Arush and Tisha B'Av, and not only Rav Arush and Shimon Shapira and the Shul and a lot of tzaddikim, how could they cry? Not so easy. They say Hashem's name, they start crying. Why? How? They have a feeling. They don't have an Ola, that thing. They cut down their Ola. Another one. Their blood is clean. It's pure. Yeah, we have so thick, we don't feel.
So you're talking about pre-state around the time of World War II. So many years ago.
It could be also today, Yaakov. You just have to work on it.
It seems like this podius is something that can...
This podius helps very much.
Very much.
Probably one of the main things. If somebody works on it. Well, that's the work. We say, the Mishnah says, what is work of the heart? Right? The world stands on three things. You know that? And the Mishnah says, the world stands on three things. On the Torah, on Avodah, and Agmirut Chasadim. What's Avodah? Davening. Torah, Davening, and doing Chesed. That's the whole world. That's the world. Torah, Davening, and doing Chesed. That's what we need to do in the world. The Torah, Davening, and do Chesed. Right? And so when we say you have to work on something, it means to daven about something. When I say go work, we have to work on this and work on that, the person has to work on something, I mean that's to daven about it. That's a work. It's toiling. It's... Besides, everyone knows a lot of things we know over here, they don't reach the heart. We know over here in the brain, it doesn't reach the heart because there's Mitzrayim and Paroi. They're disconnecting between the brain and the heart. Here, you see here, what does Mitzrayim mean? Narrow, right? Mitzarim is narrow. Here it gets narrow, right? The head is bigger, the body is bigger. Here it gets narrow. It's Mitzrayim. And what is this called in Lashon HaKodesh? Oref. Oref is the same letter as Paro. Paro sits here, right where Mitzrayim is, and he doesn't let the what we know go down to our heart, to what we want to do in the world. And there's only one way Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. You know how they left? They scream. Ah! Right? They call Hashem. They scream to Hashem. Redeem us. Help us. We have to get out of here. Please. Right? And then you can connect what you know to your heart. The screen. The vocal cords are here. Right? The screen to go to the field to speak to Hashem. Hashem, please. You must help me. I can't. I've always said, why do some people they change? And some they do Ibadut, they change. Some people they don't change. If someone comes in Ibadut, it's all good. No, I'll dive in a bit. I'll do this. Fine. But if someone comes and he says, I can't live. You must help me. I'm drowning in this world. The Akash Baruch Hu will take him out. After powerful. That always comes out. So for that we could ask. Hashem, you see, I can't even talk. Yeah. So the few types of bizyonot, Rav Arush writes here. One thing, a person hears a shir, like now we're giving a shir, he hears a shir, and he sees how far he is from what the teachings are, right? And he has to accept it, not to complain about it. Oh, I'm so bad. I can't, look, the Rav said this, the Rav said that, and I can't, I'm not even close to this. Look at me, what's going to be with me? Hashem right now wants you to be in this situation.
Hashem wants.
Wants you to be in this situation. That's one way. Not to give up. To fight. Ask Hashem, please help me. I want to grow. Help me. And not to say, oh, look what the Rav said and I'm not there. I'm so bad. I'm so this and so that. That's one way of accepting the bizayon. It's a bizayon if a person is learning about something really good. And he's not there. It's a bizayon for him. Look, I'm not there. Believe it's from Hashem. Believe you. Hashem will redeem you. Hashem will help you. Learn more. Die more. So Hashem, your Yeshua will come. That's one way of having a bizayon and not responding. One way. You hear Torah.
That can really turn to a positive attitude.
Can. Everything, right. To change it instead of going down, mocking himself, the opposite. Yeah, he's growing with that's bizayon. He hears his bizayon, that is how empty he is, how what a fool he is, how he's nothing. He fights on to continue to reach levels and to grow. Even though he knows he's very far. He's silent, he's not complaining.
Not to dwell on that fact.
Yeah.
One knows it.
Yeah, to know.
But
not to complain, not to this, working on. Second thing is, a person who really wants to do tshuva.
Is it about this alone can be only when somebody says something?
No. Here, I just said, what did I just say?
Let's say you have more than break.
Here, so now there's a second thing. Wait, there's four ways. This and that is. The second way is, if a person is trying to do tshuva, and every time he's falling, he does tshuva again, and he's falling again. It's a bizayon for him. It's a bizayon, it's a disgrace. Look at you. You're fighting, you're this, and you're falling all the time. Look at me, I'm a nothing, I'm so empty. But instead of complaining, right? A person has to know. Hashem decides when we enter the Kedusha, not we decide. We could work 100 years, and Hashem decided, no, you won't get into the Kedusha yet. We don't decide when to work into the Kedusha. We decide we want, and we're working on it. And Hashem will decide when to open the doors. It's not up to us. It's up to us to want. We need to want. Our only free will is what we want. We want, and Hashem leads us this way, leads us that way, and brings us forward and moves us backward. It's all in our will, not to give up. Hashem says, now listen, I know you're working now. A person sometimes he does tshuva, right? And after 5 years, he left something like a long, long time ago. And after 5 years, all these movies are popping in. I said, what? I thought it must be I fell. It must be I'm at such a bad level. No. Hashem now put you in this situation. Don't look at him. Every time he's working on something, and he's always falling in it. He's working. For a week he held, boom, he fell again. A week you were. Maybe it should be Zion. Shh, don't complain to Hashem. Be silent. Fight. Want more. Daven more. Don't complain and say, Hashem, you don't want me to do tshuva. That's saying back. Talk to the Baruch Hu. We don't want to say back to the Baruch
Hu. Just understand what you're saying. You say, like,
essentially like, you're saying like, for example, he's a YouTuber, right? He hasn't watched a movie in 5 years and all of a sudden he's tired of watching a movie. Because that means that he never did Chuba then, right?
Nope. Like, that's the whole thing.
Right?
No, it doesn't mean never did Chuba.
I didn't hear that.
He has. He has. Yes, if someone, let's say, he decided he doesn't watch movies anymore for 5 years, and then after 5 years, there's a strong desire to watch movies. So maybe that means he didn't do tshuva yet. Yeah?
Yeah.
There's levels in tshuva.
There's what?
There's levels in tshuva. A person could be left, and now because Bach wanted to grow to a greater level, he gives the taiva again. But now it's not to watch movies. He doesn't watch movies anymore. He has a lust to watch the movies. He's not going to go. Now he's going to...
Yeah,
seriously,
come back.
It's a level.
You have to fall in order to go up.
Exactly. Yeah, you.
That's
it. So that's why it's a bizayon. Another way, bizayon. The third way is a simple way. If people come, and especially in public, and they start giving bizayon to someone, such a thing, such a thing, why are you there? You're in Ghana, you're in public, and a person is silent. Rav Ahu said also, you have to understand, if someone comes to me, for example, and says, you're a murderer, you're this, you're that, he's 100% right. He's right. But without Hashem, I'm for sure a murderer. For sure this. That's who I am. I'm a tzaddik. Without Hashem, Hashem's holding me back. Hashem made me grow in this place. Without this, I'm a murderer, I'm a thief, I'm the worst thing. That's if someone tells me something, he's right. Just be silent and say, you're right. That's what I do. I'm an athlete. Be happy with the business.
In the beginning, when I met Aliyah, a lot of people, I was not bad Shuba.
You weren't really good? Starting.
But a lot of. Once I was in the shop, was an old man, he spit me in the face.
Spit you in the face?
Because I
what a
took back, and I put my arm and I hit him here. And he spit me in the face. And on the, I cut the branch on the tree, ran to the place, and he said, Oh boy! Because it was an unknown tree, it was one branch, but there was intention, so I have to cut them. So he said, Oh boy! Anything.
What a schut! That's a great schut for you. Every bizayon is the biggest schut in the world. The fourth way of bizayon is the highest way of bizayon. Everyone should give himself this bizayon every day. The fourth way of bizayon is like this. A person doesn't have to wait for anyone to give you disgrace, to give you bizayon. You don't have to wait for anything to happen. He goes to the field and he looks for all the faults in himself. Faults, you say?
Cheshbon nefesh.
He sees every place he falls. And that's a bizayon also. Hashem, look, I'm this. Not to be sad, we know that, right? Sadness is not to be sad. Sadness has no room in Judaism. No at all. If someone is sad, it's not Judaism. It's not tshuva.
But you have regret, and that regret, you have to keep the sad. In other words, in his body, it's Hashem, you know, I have...
So and so, yeah. No.
I have a title for this.
Yeah. It's a broken heart that we're far away from Hashem.
Yes.
Okay, that's something else. To have a broken heart, you need to have a broken heart. Rabbeinu says, there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. A broken heart, that means you're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If someone becomes sad and depressed because of it, I'm so bad, I'm so this, and I'm so that, it's Gaiva! Instead of having another broken heart, it's another, Hashem, I want to be close to you. Look, this and this and this, I want to be close to you. But the opposite is, I'm so bad, I'm a nothing, I can't do anything. There's two ways to say I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing, it's all from Hashem.
Yes.
Or I'm a nothing, you see I'm a nothing. And then that's the gaiva. One is gaiva, one is another. It's very fine. The person has to know the line.
And the good thing is what Rabbi Yosh said is this, what was in the past that got Hashem wrong. And it's not the way the same people of okay, I grew up, so what can I do?
Yeah.
Now I can change. Now
yeah.
In this moment.
Right. Yeah, person has, the only person that has the only choice a person has about the past is to believe it was from Hashem or not. He doesn't have choice about what he did. He has choice about what to do. He doesn't have choice of what he did. A person did an avera. Okay, so he did an avera. To be sad about it? The only choice is now is to believe that that from Hashem wanted me to be in that situation. That's another shmuz, but yeah.
He has also the choice to play that movie again or to switch the channels.
Yeah, to go on. So it's different. It's different. Okay, we are. Yeah. And when someone does his bodes with chesbon nefesh, and he's not complaining, he's working and strobing, not to complain. That's the main idea. We learned from Mitzrayim, right? From Nisrael leaving, right, going in the desert for 40 years. They always complain. Until today, we're suffering from their complaints.
Since the spies,
right? That was the first, and that's why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. All because they cried that night.
For no reason.
They complained. So, very dangerous. Person will see. He complains, boy. Very dangerous. Hashem hates him. If you're complaining, it's kfila. Why? You think Hashem is not righteous? If someone's complaining, Hashem, you're saying, Hashem, you're wrong with what you did with me. Chas v'shalom, because this is a thing. Chas v'shalom. Right? A person could say, it was hard for me. I know you're right, but it's hard for me. I'm going through a hard time. To say a person could express his feelings to Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course. But not to say what you said you did was wrong. Chas v'shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he did is right. You're right. Whatever comes to me.
Adam Rishon, you gave it to me. It's not my fault. You gave it to me.
So every time a Jew does a mitzvah, the Jewish does a mitzvah,
What?
Every time a Jew does a mitzvah, the Jewish does a mitzvah.
The mitzvah?
Yeah. You heard this, right? No. Every time a Jew does a mitzvah,
it creates an angel.
I never heard
it. That's
yeah.
Every time a Jew puts on tefillin.
Because Baruch also puts on tefillin. Yeah.
So forth. It's cloth. Every time a Jew does
okay,
a
mitzvah. Yeah.
So why doesn't the same go for the
It is. It does. What happens? What's in Avela? Avela writes in Likutei Moharan. It's written in Likutei Moharan later. It says that when a person does an Avela, Hashem is showing him his own blemish. Hashem is showing Kivyochol
his
own blemish. His glory is blemish. Yeah. Kivyochol. Hashem is whole, complete whole.
Okay.
But the way the light is shining to the world is empty. It's not shining clear down to the world. Hashem's glory is not full. It's not that Hashem is a blemish. There's no blemish in Hashem. No blemish in Hashem. Chas Hashem. But in Hashem's light shining down, Hashem shows us his. Hashem's in Golos also. Right? We're in Golos. Hashem's in Golos. It's not that Hashem does an Aveira. He doesn't do Aveira.
So that's why things like the Holocaust.
Yeah, we don't understand.
I mean,
it's a hidden, it's a hiding of the light of Hashem. If someone tries to explain to you the Holocaust, so don't listen. Because we can't understand.
Okay, no, I'm not gonna focus on that particular example.
We're in the middle of a movie.
Everything bad happens. Like,
yeah. Anything that happens.
That's essentially not Hashem.
We have to believe.
It's just lack of ability for him to shine through properly.
Yeah, and also besides.
With lack of ability,
There's no lack of ability. Chas v'shalom. Because Baruch Hu is ability is full. Whatever he wants, he can do. Hashem's will, Hashem's complete will is the Torah. But a lot of times, a person will not keep the Torah unless he's pressed in certain pressure points. Which awaken him to keep the Torah, to get close to Hashem.
Okay.
Right? That's why a lot of times people they had certain tragedies in life, certain bad things happen to them, only then it awoken to do tshuva. Because Hashem knew that once I press here, then the person will awaken to do tshuva.
Well,
so is it a negative thing that the tragic thing happened, or is it a positive thing? It's a positive thing, why? Because what's success in the life, what's success in the world if someone gets close to Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Right.
So if someone needs in order for him to get close, to twist his arm this way. So it's good if he twists my arm this way. I'm very happy for twisting my arm this way. Because my goal in life is to get close to Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Can't do it another way.
Right? Some people, no? Sometimes, no. It says in Kutim Moran somewhere else that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? A Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to call a person. Sometimes he calls him. Sometimes he yells his name. Sometimes he gives him a clap. And sometimes he gives him a kick.
Right.
Yalla, wake up already. Get up. He tries all kinds of little ways, but we're so insensitive that sometimes we need to get a little bit.
We're all finished this, but like, why does God have to torture us anyway? Like,
it's not torturing. Huh?
I mean, like, you know, like, the Inquisition is torture. I don't like to bring this on.
We don't understand Hashem.
We do not understand Hashem.
You know the word why? Why?
Really,
I say in Hebrew?
Lama.
Lama, right? There's one pasuk which I have answer whenever my wife says why. She says, why do you do this? I say, why? Or why does this happen? Lama yamua goyim. The goyim ask why. We don't ask why. We don't ask why.
I'm not questioning God. I'm just saying, why does it have to go that way? You can do it this other way.
Because he knows that's the best way.
But at the same time, it's kind of a contradiction to say that, you know, we can't say that he's this or we can say that he's righteous, we can't say he's not righteous, but we can't understand why he makes us suffer remotely.
And we don't understand why he makes certain things happen.
We don't understand why we can't say that that's not fair either.
Why? We believe that what he does is right. Whatever it says in the Gemara, no bad comes down from above. If the Holocaust is bad, the Inquisition is bad, but this thing is bad, that's not bad. Who said it's bad? Our eyes say it's bad, right? But we believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu that whatever he does is good.
We may not understand why he did it.
You know, there's a muscle that
is in the comment
that I heard from, I think it's in the Frederick Rebbe of Lubavitch, previous rabbi, the one who passed away, his
father-in-law,
that if an extraterrestrial being came on a spaceship to Earth and knew nothing about our lives, and they said, we're going to take you now to see something very special. You landed near a university hospital, and we're going to take you into what is called a surgical theater. We want you to watch something absolutely amazing. So he's now sitting there, and they bring in a stretcher with a man, and they had some a robe, and they take it off, and they see them scrubbing this man's body, and then he sees this doctor take a knife and cut from here to here. He's going, what? Craziness! What lunatics! What are they doing? He had no idea that they're saving the man's life.
Right. So, I mean, you're saying there could be something worse down the pipe.
The simulation is worse than death.
It amounts to the same.
Well,
we don't.
Rabbi Miller, I'm quoting him.
I'm just saying. I'm not necessarily oppositioning. But I mean, the expectation is that we're to simply say, oh, it's all good, but at the same time, he gave us the ability to discern, you know, complex legal matters and to consider whether or not that's an Avera or not an Avera.
The Torah teaches us.
In other words, we have that perspective in terms of legal.
The Torah teaches us.
There's a slight contradiction, although it does come from the Torah that, you know, everything comes from Hashem, right? But we don't have the ability to question that.
No. We're in the middle of the movie.
We can only say things are good, we can't say things are bad. But on a human level, we can say things are good and bad.
Right.
When it comes to God, we can only say things are good, we can't say things are bad.
There's no bad comes down from above.
Rev Alton and Wasserman, may his
That's
blood
be. Credulity.
What's that?
That's credulity.
What's credulity?
Blind faith.
Because
it's necessary, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's also.
It is credulity.
We believe in it, because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, right? They weren't there. Our souls were there, right?
No, there's also a very strong Masorah.
Very strong Masorah. So this Masorah teaches us the Emunah as well.
Right. I have no dispute with that.
And besides, speak with Hashem! You know the joke? What's the joke? The joke we always say, right? People always tell me that there was an argument between this guy and two people are arguing if there is a God, there isn't a God. He's proving, he's disproving, they're fighting for a long time. And suddenly this wrestler walks by and he tells them, what are you guys arguing about? He says, if there is a God, there is a God. He says, what? What are you arguing about? I just spoke to him.
Right, I'm just saying,
you know which book we have to read? I told you, he told you already.
Yeah, I know.
It'll answer you a lot of questions that you have.
You don't. No, I mean, I know the answer. At the end of the day, there's no, there honestly is no readily available answer for that question.
For Emunah?
No. For Emunah, there is a good answer. There's no. There's. It's quite probable to believe. I'm not going to get into it, but I'll say that there's a good reason for Emunah, for things you don't understand as well. There's a good, at the end of the day, it's a separate question. Say it's almost a scholarly question. Like, for example, parts of the Gemara have been added in, but they get mixed in the Surya. We know that for sure. Like, for example, I can point to parts in Kedushin where it says a Sabara, where we're going to have a Sabara item for the Surya. It wasn't really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, why can't that happen in the Surya, particularly the existential issue that you don't have answers to? Because that is something we don't have an answer to.
Say
that.
You said this question that we are analyzing this
finite. Okay.
Yeah. So the story from Abawan Okalin that he was in his town. There were two shuls in the town. There was the main shul and the Hasidim, his shul, Abawan's shul. And in the main shul, they hired this chazan one Shabbos to come and sing in a chazoros, you know, and he comes with his helper, who does the voices with him and everything. And he daven's Friday night, and everyone, speak about it, how beautiful, you know, like people do. And then shachar, someone else daven's. And then, Mustaf, of course, who's going to daven? The Bar Tefila. Mr. Chazan. Suddenly, before they start Mustaf, Rabbi Aaron walks into the shul. And everyone's like, Shat, Rabbi and Big Tzadik, what is he doing with this shoe? He can't hear the chazan, he has tie now, the waist is tie now. He hears chazan now. He waits, he stands a few minutes, and he walks out. The chazan comes to start, Ashrei, comes. Can't hear him, no one can hear him. Tries again. Nothing comes out. So what does he do?
Lost his voice.
He tells us the unten chazan, right? The ones under the chazan. The second one. You try. He tries. No voice comes out. So everyone was disappointed. We hired this chazan. He doesn't have a voice. Suddenly, what could we do? So someone else went to daven. After davening, the people told him, you know, we should go to Bauer to see it. We have a feeling he has to do something with him coming to the shul during the davening. So fine, so they went to him doing Shalashuris. They told him, you go to Shalashuris, you could be by his table, you could speak with him. So they went there and they don't have a voice, of course, or nothing. You can't sing there. They could talk, but they can't sing. So they go to Bowen and tells them, whoever here wants to, if you want tshuva to your way, you have to choose between your voice or tshuva. If you want tshuva, you lose your voice. You want to get your voice back? You can't get your voice back. Okay, do tshuva. That's all they do. You can't, either you do tshuva or you leave. I don't have anything to do with you. So the chazan, the main chazan starts yelling at him, the chutzpah, taking away a Jew's job, this chutzpah, much. And he went out. And the second one was a lot more softer. He started crying, give me a way to do tshuva. So he told him a way to do tshuva. He told him, listen, from now, in 3 weeks, every day, you have to run from shul to shul. And say that, yeah? Just run from shul to shul. Say that you lost your voice because you were singing because of Gaiva every day. From shul to shul, 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, he comes back to the shul, and it was Shabbos, and they're sitting with Rav Aaron over there, and then Rav Aaron says suddenly at the meal, I think you have a good voice to sing to us now. And he starts singing, and he got a good voice coming out of him. And the other one, who didn't want to do tshuva, lost his voice forever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not pashut. Chazan not only has a good voice, but Chazan has a neshama, not only a voice. In fact, they get off. Also in the opera they do that, right? Opera, whatever it's called. I went to somewhere, Phantom of the Opera. I went to New York. They have a very good voice. Not neshama. That's pashut. It's a Chazan. Yeah.